The Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombo the FARC conceding it collected taxes and revenues from coca cultivators. In a statement, the FARC says it was obliged to establish what it terms a system of fiscal contributions and transaction regulations with farmers. It also claims it protected them from drug traffickers. This revenue helped the FARC to financially fuel its 50-year conflict with the Colombian government, which has resulted in more than 500,000 deaths and the upheaval of more than 4 million people from their homes. At the peace talks in Havana, FARC's second-in-command, Iván Márquez, who's its chief negotiator, says it too wants a nation without cocaine, but pointed out this also depends on other nations who are implicated in the equation one way or the other. Márquez also criticized the Colombian government for siding with the US in what he termed imperialist strategy concerning cocaine, instead of tackling its homegrown structural causes and effects. He again stressed this is not purely or solely a Colombian issue. These statements show just how sensitive this particular portion of the peace negotiations are and how very dependent the FARC was on this injection of funding. Whether it's prepared to renounce this highly questionable source of income is a crucial issue under current examination. The Colombian government's insisting the FARC cease this illicit method of so-called tax collecting. For Vatican Radio, James Blair's reporting.